As the Finger Lakes region moves through the phases of reopening its economy, people who work with the region's oldest residents say they still need to take extra precautions. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
Many older adults in the region have been staying home for the last few weeks and months. As businesses start to reopen, Dr. Annette Medina-Walpole says she's been getting more patients asking her about how to stay mentally and physically healthy.
I have a patient who I love who told me if I rest, I rust. So I'm going to tell you not to rest at home too much. It's easy to do nothing if you're socially isolated, but you should keep your mind active and your body active.
Medina-Walpole is the chief of the University of Rochester Medical Center's Geriatrics and Aging Division. She says reopening brings judgment calls. Is the benefit of a certain interaction worth the risk? She says people can lower those risks by minimizing the amount of time they're in close quarters with others. Dr. Daniel Mendelson, the Associate Chief of Medicine at Highland Hospital, says people who live in nursing homes need to be especially careful.
Once you live in a concentrated community, the risk of transmitting to each other becomes much higher.
He says the need to protect others can lead to social isolation that threatens the mental health of people in nursing homes. That's why he says it's important to emphasize physical distancing more than social distancing. Mendelson says video calls and online games are valuable ways to keep in touch with people. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.